such that when light is coming, there is no particular point through which it has gathered in order to be spread. It can never be effective. Never effective. So let me ask you, for you to go and shine, the first thing we have to determine before you leave this meeting today is what? What's your focus? What are you focusing on? What do you want to focus your light on? What is the singular focus that God has given you that you want to spend your life doing? Are we coming together? If you find a preacher and that preacher has not been able to determine his focus of ministry, you have found a man who will be dabbling into everything there is, creating confusion. It's never going to become anything serious. And there are too many, 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 many preachers littered everywhere on the street that have not discovered what is the focus that God wanted to apply their lives to. They have not discovered it. So that's why you see them, they are doing everything that everybody else is doing. If they go for a meeting and they hear people talking about something, he will quickly come back and say, let's start it. If he goes somewhere, they start night vigil. Look at when God gave Baba Adeboye the vision of Holy Ghost night. Because it was God that asked him to do that. What happened? Did it prosper? Did it grow? Were people blessed? Did it become thousands? Did it go into hundreds of thousands? All right. But do you know? As soon as Holy Ghost night started, I was already a preacher before it started. So you will not say, he doesn't know. I know when it began. So I started watching our brothers. So you will see now. Everybody. What are they doing now? So they won't call their own Holy Ghost night, power night, miracle night. Anything. Blissful night. Revelation night. And everything has to be night. Did you see why I look at these brothers, I say, Kai, why must it be night? Why must it be the first Friday of every month? Why not Tuesday? It's just because this is not original. This is a borrowed light that has no focus. So there's a lot of duplication. There's a lot of wastage, a lot of dissipation, a lot of confusion. If you are going to shine the light, the first thing that we have to determine for you now is what? What is the focus? Because light, by nature, only radiates from a focus. I wish we were in a physics class. I would have been able to say that to you more easily. But I hope I'm not taking you away from your understanding. Are you understanding? Do you know that the greatest source of light, of natural light, is the sun? Am I right? Now, if you study the way the sun itself is, the sun itself is the first focus. So you can trace all rays of light back to that focus. Hallelujah. You can, because light travels in straight lines, unless when diverted by an obstacle. So you can see that light don't move in corner like this. Light itself by nature is straight. So if you do not set a proper focus for your light, it may even pass and not illuminate what you want to illuminate. Are we together? So a focus usually is the intersection where all rays that are passing are forced to converge. And from there, they are compelled to diverge. So the first thing we need to deal with is, I want to shine. I want to be effective. I want to drive away darkness in my generation. I must first of all set what? A focus. What's the focus? What are you in what you are doing for? What do you want to achieve by doing what you are doing? You need to be able to write it down. This is my focus. The other day, I was checking, and I normally check my own focus regularly to be sure that I am not moving outside my focus. Because once you move outside your focus, you don't get light. These brothers that are putting the camera, one of the problems they have with me, can I tell you? By their own plan, this pulpit is what? Is their focal point. They adjusted their camera. Ever before all of you came to this place, as a focal point, they adjusted all these lights so that if I am operating at their point of focus, I will get maximum illumination and the sharpest object will be registered in their camera. But then they have a preacher who cannot be tied down to arbitrary focus. Do you understand that now? Suddenly I'm walking at the soul. Oh, he has moved out of focus now. He has moved out of focus now. So they are struggling. They will have needed a preacher that once they set on focus, they can even go and sleep because he will just stand here. But you know, my problem is that I have a different focus. My focus is not even preaching. My focus is you. I am not sure that as I'm standing here and I stand like letter I, that you are getting what I want you to get. Are you hearing me? That's why I'm not there saying, okay, we thank God. No! I'm not here to make a good sermon. That's not my focus. My focus, if you can understand,
is people. I need something to happen to you so that when you live here, nobody should be asking you, what did Brother Gbile preach? I expect that it will have entered into you. You will know how to handle it. It has been said in different ways so that you are not in doubt what I'm expecting God to use you for. For a man to shine well, he must determine his focus. Are we together now? Eh? You know you have been here. Is it because we don't need money? I'm asking you. Is it that we don't need money to run the work of God? We need money. But that's not the focus. That's not the focus. I was checking, Lord, what's my focus in ministry? Is it building peace house? No. No. We are called not to build buildings, but to build men. That's it. That is why you see emphasis was not on aesthetics. Emphasis was not on appearance. Emphasis has never been on a very big gathering. Emphasis has always been, what can this single man become if God helps him? That's the issue. Are we together? So when I was a lecturer, before I accepted that I was going to teach, the first question I had to settle, and I'm talking about that because I want it to be practical. When you live here, you need to tell me, what's your focus in going into business? What's your focus in being a teacher? What's your focus in being a nurse? What's your focus in being a lawyer? What is your focus? We need to decide that. Because if there is no focal point, light dissipates. Light is wasted. Light is not concentrated. Once I want light to be concentrated, I must determine the focus. And I go and position my object at the point of focus. Then I get the biggest light. Hallelujah. When I was going to accept to go into that, the first question I said, what am I going to be teaching to accomplish? And if I work in this college for this number of years, what do I intend to get? That was the question. And I was praying, I said, God, is this so that I can have salary? It was unreasonable to me. If it is to get salary, why do I need to travel all the way from Oyo State to Benue State? Is that the place to get best salary? Eh? Ah. If it is to get money, oh my God, why do I have to? And in those days, there was no road. No bridge. I am crossing on boat. When we miss ferry, when I marry my wife, I say, you are following me. He say, yes, I'll follow you anywhere. We go to this place, ferry has gone. Nothing. There was this small boat. I said, we are going to enter engine boat. Oh. I think that's your first time of entering engine boat. So we entered. The thing was doing like this. Doing like this, doing like this, doing like this, doing like this.
suddenly in the middle of River Niger, the whole thing just died. Hey! My new wife. Inside water, oh my God. If you meet God, because they normally keep record of prayers, and they play that prayer I prayed that day, you wait. I say, God, number one, you couldn't have planned to end my life inside this river, and you will give me a wife just 2 days ago. It's not possible. Number two, what you told me that you want to make of my life, I am yet to do it. How can this be my burial ground? No way. Lord Jesus, you spoke to storm, they stopped. Come again in the name of Jesus. When you have a focus for living, are you hearing me? Death don't kill you anyhow. You see, for Jesus, he knew what he came to do. So when they said, Herod is going to kill you, he said, tell that fox that I'm here today, I'm here tomorrow, and day after I will be perfected. I am conducting chaos here. Go and tell him. Tell that fox. Why would Jesus have that boldness? It's because that's a man of unbroken focus. A man of a single eye. So once I got into the place, I walked around. I walked and I said, Father, is this the place you spoke to me about? He said, yes. And he said to me, I will take you to a place, and from there, you will teach the word of God, and from there, you will affect many nations. I said, so God, is this where we are? And where is the entry point? He said, is this college. I said, no, but I'm here to preach the gospel. He said, yes, but that gospel that you are going to preach cannot be preached without a platform. I said, so you mean this college is my platform? He said, yes. You mean this classroom is my pulpit? He said, yes. Thank God. I went to every class as if I was going to preach. I prayed for all the students that were coming to my class. I prayed for them name by name. I saw that's my focus. I was in this college not to struggle for promotion. So I never discussed promotion with anybody. But I was promoted. Are you getting me? I was in this college not to struggle for position, but I was made different officers. Because whenever they are looking for anybody who is excellent, I will be number one. They may say, but well, it's not an indigene of the state. Somebody say, but we don't have any other person who can do it. Right? I say yes. So when I'm good, sometime I finish my lecture. I don't have lecture, but I'm in the college. Why? I'm looking for what I came for. So I'm on the corridor. You see, for me, greeting doesn't cost me anything. What does it cost you to greet? Eh? I don't know what is wrong with you that you are. What does it cost you to greet? Somebody that you didn't greet now, how can you preach the gospel to him?
So I will come up on the corridor. I'm looking for students to catch. So when they are passing, I say, oh, how are you? And the boy will come. I say, oh, thank you, sir. Ah. I say, so how is everything? Are you coping with your course? He said, Naso. I said, so what lecture do you have now? He said, well, I don't have any lecture now, but they said our lecture has been postponed to 4 p.m. I wish they just told us since yesterday. I would not have wasted my money to come. Eh? I said, so can you come to my office and just relax a bit? A lecturer telling a student to come and relax, he was so appreciative of that already. So he came, he sat down. As he's sitting down, I said, Kai, school now, wow. He said, Kai, some of your colleagues, some of our lecturers are not helping some of us. Discussion starts. Before you know it, a hunter that has come to meet a rat. Do you understand that now? Before you know it, he's kneeling down there to give his life to Christ. Say, can you come to my house? Oh, I don't know your house. Okay. Come, I will carry you on my machine. Do you know that students, they feel nice when lecturer is carrying them? He becomes a disciple. We are talking, we are praying, we are sharing. I'm teaching the word of God. And I'm telling him, this course that you are doing, this is how to do it, this is what to do, this. And then he's doing well in his exams. Will he not like that kind of lecturer? That's what I'm talking about. But you are teaching in a school because you have never set a focus. You spend years and there is nothing apart from your salary. Mm-mm. So before you go from here, the first thing we have to determine now is what? What's your focus? Because whatever light has put in you, the Bible said the light of the body is the eye. Once your eye is single, the whole of your body will be full of light. In physics, what I know about that is that once all your light have been brought to a focus, you have the highest intensity. That's the meaning of it. Hallelujah. The focal point is the point of highest intensity of any light. So that's why the first thing, practically, I don't want to say, I will shine. Where is your focus? What are you focusing the light on? What do you want to be remembered for? Hallelujah. Before you choose a course, those of you that are here to choose your career, you don't just choose a course because Uncle said I should do it. You must sit down and say, now, what is my focus? How does this particular course or profession enhance my reason for living now that I've been lighted? That's the point. Do you know? Some of our children, they are going to school now. They are in the university and all of this and all of that. And I asked one of the girls. I said, excuse me. He said, you want to be a lawyer? He said, yes. I said, for what? I don't even know. Ah. How can an intelligent guy like you want to undertake a course that will take you not less than 5 years and you don't know what you want to do with it? I said, no, you can't go on until you tell me what you are going to do with it.
How far do you want to go with it? One said, well, you know, I just, when I graduate, I don't really want to practice. I just want to be a lawyer. I said, so, it means you are going to be teaching history in secondary school. If you want to teach history in secondary school and you are going to be a correct history teacher, do you know where you should go? Where should you go? Go to the Faculty of Education and read what? B.Ed, not B.A. B.Ed History. Even if you read B.A. History and you came to teach, we will treat you as non-professional. The reason why some of you struggle around is that you have never set what? A focus. So when the Bible says, if your eye be single, the whole of your body will be full of light, and the whole house will be full of light, I can see a simple truth there. The truth is that you can only be the best at your best. Eh? Are we together? Where will you be your best? It's at your best. Some of you are struggling to be your best where your focus did not lie. Even God doesn't do that. So before I release you as disciples, we are not just going to clap hands and say, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. We stop that. We will praise God when you come back. Do you know when people will praise God? You don't know when they will praise God. When they see your good works, then they will do what? They will glorify your Father that is in heaven. We have made it lopsided. Our emphasis has not been right. So let me ask now, how many of you are in the Faculty of Education? You are still a student in the university, but you are in the Faculty of Education. Lift up your hand, let me see. All right. What are you in the Faculty of Education for? You must take your Bible and pen and find out, what's my focus? I'm hearing someone say, well, you know, it is medicine I want to read. But jam, just jam me. That's why I am reading education now. And so, while you were in the Faculty of Education for 4 years, you are an absent-minded student. Wishing to be a medical student, but sitting in the educational class. Did you see the problem now? Did you see why he cannot be a first class in the course he's reading? Not because he is not brilliant, but because his focus is not real. Oh Lord, how can I explain what I need to explain? Because we are talking about light. All my understanding of light, they are scientific. There is a substance whose focus is real. There is another one whose focus is virtual. So when you meet a lens whose focus is virtual, that's what we call concave lens that scatters light. Because its focus is not real, it's virtual. Virtual focus is a focus you cannot touch. Some of you have set virtual focus for your life. Unattainable focus.
Focus that you know you cannot reach, but you are still focusing on it. But if you want to be real, set a focus that is real. You must become a convex lens whose focus is in front of him. Concave lens, their focus is where? It's usually behind, virtual, you can't see it. So let me ask you. I told my daughter, she wanted to be a pharmacist. We discussed that. She said, "Sir, I want to be a pharmacist." I said, "Is that what you plan to do?" He said, "Yes." "What do you want to achieve by being a pharmacist?" We discussed. She gave me fabulous ideas. I don't query it. She has what she wants to do with it. I said, "Fine. I'll be praying for you." So she's wishing that she will get into a village and begin to deal with roots and natural plants and begin to look at what are the available drugs in a community so that you'll be practicing community pharmacy. I say, "It's all right. I have no problem about that. Once you have a focus that is attainable, that's okay. How will you serve Jesus Christ there?" He said, "Excuse me, that's how I'm a missionary. I want to be a missionary." I said, "All right." We had to beg her not to go to the village to do internship. We said, "You need to be in a good hospital where you can at least have experience." He said, "No, I want to be in the bush." She's pursuing a focus. I'm not going to change that. So how are we going to arrive at it? She wrote JAMB the first time. And they gave her physics. No. Is it biology? Zoology. Listen to me. I'm talking to you because I want to be practical here. We are tired of producing Christians that cannot fit anywhere. God wouldn't be lighting a candle and he does not know where to use it. Part of your discipleship program here is not only that we fill your head with Bible, you must be an applicable disciple. A disciple that is relevant, that is the salt of the earth and light of his world. Are we together? So she got this admission to go and read biology or zoology or something. I said, "Excuse me, how does reading zoology make you a pharmacist?" She said she couldn't see it. But since that's what JAMB gave her, and she doesn't want to stay at home, let her just go. I said, "No, we don't do that. If it takes you 3 years to arrive and pursue your focus, you'll be better off." I said, "No, you are not going. You go and do Remedia." She got to the university, they said, in the Department of Zoology, they want to introduce a BSc Zoology Microbiology. I say, all of that doesn't make sense. As far as I'm concerned, because of your focus. So we cancel that. She got another JAMB admission and they gave her physics. What did I do again? Cancel it. I don't need a daughter tomorrow who will be grumbling when she see a pharmacist going on the road. She say, Then when she lands up in class teaching biology, she will never be a good teacher. She will be quarreling with the student every day. Say, "Why are you going to say, if not for thing, if not for situation, who wants to be here?"
Right? Who wants to be here? Who wants to be here? Now, if you don't want to be here, why are you there? Can't you be bold and say, I'm not supposed to be here? That's how to be a man of a focus. That's how to be a man through whom light will shine. So that if you are a teacher, you know that yes, I plan by the grace of God to be what? A teacher. And I want to be a good teacher. And I'm going to make students. And I'm going to produce children. And I'm going to be proud of my students. That's what it is. But we have so many Christians unspirited. They go to civil service. You can see that they are part of the problem of Nigeria. You are in an office, there's nothing exciting you there. So when you sit down there, you are busy talking other things because you are not where you wanted to be. Are we together? So you must, we are not finishing until you tell me what's your focus. What do you want to do? Some of you are in business. What are you in business for? Has business been given to you by God as your platform for shining? If business under God is the place where God needed a light to shine and deal with darkness in business circles. You know, two things that will have to happen here. You will have to be an astute businessman. What did I say you have to be? A very, 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 very effective businessman. I'm not talking about dubious. I'm not talking about business people that are cheating. I'm talking about somebody who is diligent, who when he has decided that this is my line of business, he is praying about it, is receiving inspiration about it, he is receiving ideas from God, and he's stepping into it with boldness. And by the grace of God, before anybody can copy him, he has made all his profit. Now, he is now a businessman among business people. People know that anytime you want to buy anything that is original, and they will give you the cheapest price, that you can't get it less than it anywhere else, say, go to that man. He is a Christian. He doesn't sell anything that is fake. If he is selling drugs, his drugs is the best. Go to that man. Do you know what will happen? The first problem that will happen is that wherever you set up your business, all dubious businessmen will have problem with you. Am I right? They will form a gang. And what's their reason for forming a gang? To see whether they can quench this light, because this light is too much. So you know what some of them will now do? They will now pretend. They will send some of their own boys to come and buy from you. They will first of all buy you off, so that when you don't have anything to sell again, they will now set up their own business. Are you understanding? But when you are an astute businessman, because you know that business in the world system has to deal with excellence, has to deal with profit margin, has to deal with demand and supply. These are all principles of business. Hallelujah. You are now sitting there and say, yes. Do I want this man to buy me off my business? No. No. So somebody comes and say, I want 20 cartons. You're saying, oh, are you our distributor? So you introduce what you call distributor's discount. So he registers with you as a distributor. So that you can authorize him to use your name. Are you understanding? And there is nowhere they give distributor license that they don't monitor it. You are just being a correct businessman. That's why discipleship classes is going to start moving. Are you hearing me? From general. We are going to start moving discipleship into professional discipling. Some of you want to be in business, but you have never been discipled into business. The person that disciples into business is the devil. The language you learn from him is the language of cheating. Now you have become a Christian, you cannot tell lies again. Are you hearing me? All the method of bargaining that you learned was based on lie. Your God told you that, no, you don't tell people the truth. You tell them that, in fact, this thing, you traveled to China before you could get it, and it's the last one in the store. That's what they taught you, but you have come to discipleship, and we have told you now that a child of God does not lie. How will you now go and do business when all the business method you know was based on the principles of the devil? That's why we needed to redisciple you into how to do correct business. That's why there are some brothers here that I'm looking unto them, that they will be correctly discipled and they are in business. And some of them say, let me resign. I want to join full time. I say, no. We are not keeping you in business so that you can be paying tight. No. We are keeping you there because the Lord has need of you in the business community. Oh, am I confusing somebody? But before we can set out, because I want to end for this afternoon on this, the light of the body is what? Is the eye. If your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light and the whole house will be full of light. But once your eye is not single, once it is double, once you don't know what you want to do or you are double-minded, Bible says, let not that man think he can receive anything from God because he's not stable on his ways. Some of you are in teaching and you have not determined what you want to do. I can see there are some of our boys here, brothers here. I see you teaching in nursery primary school. Eh? The man is giving you 4,000 a month. Simply because you are lazy in your mind to sit down and say, Lord Jesus, what am I meant to do? What did you want me to spend my life doing? If we discover what God wants you to do, are you hearing me? Eh? How can God light a candle with all the grace of God in your life? And it's for you to be wasted somewhere there. Somebody is exploiting your intelligence. Do you know that if you have a clear focus and say, okay, I will go to the village. I will gather all the young people that are dropouts. I will start teaching them. I will teach them mathematics. I will teach them English. I will be preparing them so that they will do well in their exam. If that's what you are spending your life doing, do you know that you will be making souls? Hallelujah. Eh? Do you know that those children, they will remember you? Do you know that God will give you more than 4,000 a month? You are not talking to me again, no? Do you know that some of their parents, they will just start sending you a bag of apple? Some, they will just look for periwinkles like this and say, go and give that man that is teaching you. Before you know it, their parent has gone to Onisha. They will say, when I was coming back, I saw this blouse. Give to that mistress that is helping you. You will dress well. You won't be patching clothes. Because somebody is not allowing you to see your focus in life. He's threatening you with 4,000. Oh. Are we together? So we want to stop for this afternoon. We'll come back later. Practically, where is your eye? And the prayer now is not first a noise. I want you to take your biro and your pen. If you like, you can be on your knees. If you think it is convenient for you, you can stand up. If you like, you can just carry your chair and sit somewhere within the hall and ask two questions. Lord, why did you light me? Why are you exposing me to this kind of discipleship? Are you hearing me? Number two, where do you want to apply my life? What are you applying my life for? Are you getting the questions? Eh? And what is the focus that you are setting for me? Did you get the first set of questions? Eh? No? You have not got my question? I said you are going to say, God, why have you lighted me? Why was I born again? Why are you discipling me like this? Or are you doing it for nothing? What is your plan for capturing me? Brother Paul need to know that. Number two, where are you planning to apply me? In other words, where do you intend to use me? Number three question, what platform, what focus should I pursue from today? We're asking those questions. But there are people here that maybe that has been settled before. Maybe you are not confused about what God wanted you to be. The next question for such a person is to say, okay, God, where am I now? Am I located at the center of my focus? Simply, you say, am I at my focal point? Am I at my focal point? Am I at the place of my maximum intensity? That question has to be answered. Now, when we begin to pray now, let me inform you, you don't need to keep doing a job if it is not at your focal point. Don't be afraid to walk away from a job that does not place you at your focal point. Because what they are giving you may look nice, but it will simply compromise your capacity. And I don't want you to grow old before you will realize, I didn't achieve what I was born and born again to do. Are my questions clear? Can we pray? Try to stay within the hall. Don't let me see you roaming around, because serious thinking doesn't take place when you are greeting people. Don't let your movement disturb anybody. Just quickly locate yourself wherever you feel. Tell God that this is critical now. As you are going on praying, don't be afraid to think big. Should God be telling you something that blows your mind, don't be afraid. Write it down. Don't be over religious as to think that ministry is only about singing or about pulpit. Ministry could be in a law chamber. Ministry could be in a theater. Your profession may become your own platform of ministry. So ask God deliberately. And even if you have already resigned and you have come into what people have referred to as full-time ministry, can you find out? I hope this thing is not a bushel. even as a full-time minister or preacher, what is my focus? Some of you are already in Peace House. Don't think you are excluded. Go quickly and say, God, even in that Peace House, am I pursuing, am I at my focal point? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keborokushinaba. In the name of Jesus, sorry to disturb you, you are still going on. In determining your focus, don't allow the question of what will I eat. Don't let it come first. You are not living to eat. Even the sparrows, they are eating. Don't let it be your belly that dictates where you are going. If you don't put it properly, what will I eat may be what is running you. And that's not how to live. The question you are asking God is, what was I born to do? What am I living for? Surely you are not born to eat. You are not living to earn a living. If you are only living to earn a living, why are you living at all? So go ahead now and say, God, I know what I will eat is already settled. Because when you get to your focal point in life, your food is already there. Your allocation is always in your location. Until you get your location, you will never get your allocation. So, go ahead and say, God, it's not about food, it's not about what I will eat now. What was I meant to contribute to the kingdom of God? For no man, having lighted a candle, keeps it in the secret, neither under a bushel. It will get a high place.
a lampstand where he will put it. Thank you this afternoon. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, hallelujah. Reko shinda makuri masaila bataro boshiba. Rika bosombo robo shinda makariba saila bakando robo shiba. Lord, change our understanding right now. And release your people that we may actually arise to go and shine. He said, arise, shine, for your light is come. But every light only shines at its point of focus. It will only shine from a focus or shine into a focus. Lord, we pray this afternoon that your people will discover their focus. What they are planning to go and live for. What they are planning to run for. In the name of Jesus.